Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Gender-neutral uniforms. As you heard, one of the top stories in the news there, Tara mentioned, the County Wicklow Primary School is to introduce a new gender-neutral school uniform policy which will allow boys to wear skirts and girls to wear trousers from next September. St Bridget's National School in Greystones, County Wicklow, said the new approach aims to ensure that any children with gender identity issues feel happy and accepted at the school. Now, remembering, this is a primary school, by the way. This is not a secondary school. The school principal said that the move was promoted by the school student council and had been agreed by the school's board and management and parents. She said, "We have children who are questioning their sexual identity." These are, again, can I mention, primary school children. "We have children who are questioning their sexual identity. It is happening at an earlier age nowadays. We want all our children to have a happy experience in the school. If that means girls wearing trousers or boys wearing skirts, so be it. The most important thing is that the children should feel comfortable and happy over how they are dressed and how they feel. Up until now, the school's uniform policy required girls to wear a green tartan school pinafore, while boys were required to wear grey trousers and a green jumper." Now, by the way, can I mention, I have no issue at all with girls wanting to wear trousers, say, for example, in the winter, when the cold winter months. I can imagine what it must be like to wear a skirt. I'm not Scottish, so I've never wore a kilt. But I can imagine it must be cold on the old legs. So I don't think anybody would have an objection to that. Most schools don't have an objection to it, by the way. From September, girls and boys will now be allowed to choose which uniform they want to wear. So if the boys want to wear skirts and a blouse, they're quite welcome to do so, and a pinafore. Right, okay. Mrs. Costello said the reaction to the move has been very positive and that the school student council helped make a strong case to the board of management for the need for change. The school is also phasing out boys and girls' toilets and replacing them with gender-neutral toilets. Stop. This is just getting sillier by the minute. Belong To, which supports lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender students, said secondary schools in particular are quietly taking a more progressive approach to school uniform policies on a pupil-by-pupil basis. However, she said that the group was aware of some all-girls schools allowing individual pupils to wear trousers or school tracksuits. Sarah Phillips, chair of Transgender Equality Network, said that transgender children are only now becoming more visible in schools thanks to changes in policy. But I want to know what you think of the school's decision today. I hate to use the words, are we going down a rocky road? But firstly, I want to know who on the school council came up with this notion in the first place. Let's get rid of the boys and girls toilets and make gender neutral toilets. I mean, this is a primary school. Can I say that about 10 times? This is a primary school. This is a primary school. This is a primary school. I'll say it a few different kind of ways. This is a primary school. It's a primary school. Have you heard? These are children. Young children. And we're forming their lives. We're indoctrinating them. We brainwash them. Well, because that's what we do. It's a nice, well, indoctrination, education, brainwashing. It's all very similar, isn't it? We're forming their lives and raising them to think a certain way. And we are responsible in society for the way society behaves. Because the way we educate, the way we teach as parents, is what molds a child into the adult they become. Now, if we're doing this, and we're saying to a little boy of 5 or 6 years of age, "Shafar away, you wear a skirt and go into the ladies' jacks if you like." Are we not saying to him that there is no difference between men and women? And there clearly is a difference between men and women. And anybody who believes there isn't a difference between men and women needs to be signed in to the nearest mental institution. Because there is a difference between men and women. Now, people are allowed to feel certain ways, and if you want to feel a certain way, that's fine too. But in saying that, in primary school, do we not have a responsibility to mould people into the adults that we want them to become? So I want to know if you support this idea. Is this progressive? Is this a progressive step forward? Or is this completely nonsense? Let me know what you think. Keep texting, and the world has gone mad, I was going to say. The text number or the WhatsApp number is 087-188-0008. Maybe you completely disagree with me, and you don't think this is madness at all. Maybe you think this is perfectly fine. Like, if you want to have a gender-neutral toilet and, you know, male and female toilet, that's fine. For people who feel a bit different, that's okay. There's nothing wrong. I don't see anything wrong with that. But if you want to have a society where people have dignity and privacy, and that's why we have men's and women's changing rooms, men's and women's toilets. You know, there are places that have gender neutral, so you might get a pub that might be limited for space. That'd be the reason they'd have one Jack's, because they don't have the space for two. We also have disabled toilets, because obviously from an amenities point of view, people who have wheelchairs or have special needs in some way need a little bit of extra space, and we all understand that. But there's no reason to have a gender neutral toilet if you don't have to have it. We're just doing it for some sort of political correctness and nonsense. These are primary school children. Let me know what you think. 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. Who came up with this idea? Sophie, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sophie?
Not too bad in yourself.
You disagree with me, don't you?
I mean, I agree with the uniform point of view. I completely and utterly agree with that.
Okay, why? Well, let's deal with that first then, right? Okay. I have no problem with a girl wanting to wear a pair of pants in the winter, particularly when it's cold. I don't have an issue with that.
That's the part that I agree with, because like when I was in secondary school, we had to wear a skirt. Primary school, like we got the option of, if you want to wear trousers, you fire ahead and wear trousers, whatever you want. But in secondary school, like, you had to wear the kilt. Like, we tried to bring in the trousers, but it was a stern no, because you couldn't get, it would look weird with the pattern of the kilt and all, the trousers.
And that's fine, because in society, women do wear trousers. But in society generally, with the exception of Scottish people, men don't wear skirts. Because women wear skirts. So what are we trying to achieve here by saying to little boys, wear a skirt if you want?
Like, fair enough. If just for some reason a little boy decides, actually, ma'am, I want to wear a skirt today. Let them, if they really, really want to, I wouldn't stop them, because it's their choice. They don't see a harm in it. To them, that would be completely normal.
Would you let your five-year-old go to school in a skirt? If you had a five-year-old, that is. I don't know what you have.
I don't know. Like, even if one of my brothers was to come up and ask me, like, they're still in primary school, they were to come up and say, like, I want to wear a skirt. They're kind of going, yeah, okay.
Would you not just turn around to your little kid and just say,
in the house.
You're a boy. Why would you want to do that?
I don't know if I'd let them walk around in public, because you'd have people flagging them over it.
Now, don't get me wrong, I disagree with bullying in all forms. But unfortunately, bullying does exist in society.
Yeah, that's the shame of it.
So, I mean,
no matter what you do.
I mean, I look at some of the messages coming in. So somebody says, Niall, I can't come on the show, unfortunately, but my children are both in school. The school mentioned. I'm absolutely furious about this virtue signalling, trailblazing bullshit. If I see one boy wearing a skirt, I'll be pulling my kids out of the school. This is madness. When are we, the normal thinking people, going to put a stop to this? The school's job is to educate my children, not socially indoctrinate them into some sort of liberal way of thinking. I literally am furious about this, and I've emailed the school. I mean, he's got a point, or she's got a point. I mean, whoever sent that in, their kids
they
are in that
do,
school.
Though.
It's not up to a school to educate children into some sort of social indoctrination, into, you know, gender neutrality and gender this and gender that, and being straight or being gay. That's not up to a school to do that.
And certainly not a primary school. Whatever about a secondary school introducing stuff like that, that's a bit more acceptable. But primary schools, they don't really need to be dealing with that kind of stuff. Like, no child under the age of 13 or 14 needs to be dealing or even taught about that kind of stuff yet. They're too young for it. Mm. Like, whatever about the whole side of letting the girls wear the trousers, that's okay. Like, I don't see why a young boy would turn around to his parents like, can I wear a skirt today?
I can understand why a girl might say, can I wear a pair of trousers, because she's cold. But, and I completely agree, there should be an option for a girl to wear that, because in society, women do wear trousers. But in society, men don't wear skirts. It's an obvious sign and an obvious difference between men and women. And what we're trying to do is normalise this idea or this ideology that there's no difference between men and women. Now, there is no difference when it comes to equality and opportunity, but there is a difference when it comes to the species and biology.
The problem is, is they're trying to make it as if you're like a Barbie doll or something, where you're roughly the exact same, there's not much of a difference, is what I feel like they're trying to do with society nowadays. Like, one of my mates, he is Scottish, so he has his kilt.
Yeah.
I'm just there going, fair enough, understandable.
Well, that's traditional. Scottish. He'll wear it to a wedding or he'll wear it to an occasion because it's a traditional dress.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, like, in our group of friends, we've had conversations about this because, like, there's him and then there's a few others, but he's the only Scottish one. The lads just go, but that's a different story.
But he's an adult, apart from anything else, yeah. And he can make his own decisions. These are primary school children. These are children who are, their minds are not fully formed, their brains are not fully formed, they don't understand the same social cues that we understand. So we're moulding them and telling them what's right and what's wrong. You don't have to tell your friend what's right and what's wrong. He can decide himself.
No child is going to really have the proper outlook on stuff like that, because to kids, everything is harmless. They don't really see the dangers until someone points it out to them, or until, like, it physically hurts them or something. They don't see the dangers at first until it comes back to bite them, basically.
And what I want to come to Irene in a second, but what about the bathrooms?
I completely disagree with that. They cannot do that.
Well, they've just done
because,
it.
Like, I don't see why they need to. Like, whatever about having a girl's bathroom, a boy's bathroom, and then a gender-neutral bathroom? But they can't completely demolish the girls and boys.
Well, they're taking away the privacy and dignity of the sexes, aren't they?
But that's it. Like, I would not personally feel comfortable in a gender-neutral bathroom. Like, to me, that just does not seem safe, because who knows what the hell would happen.
You're not suggesting that all men are mental, like, or anything like that, but you want your privacy and your dignity to do your girly things. I shouldn't even be allowed to say that anymore.
I just don't see why primary school kids need to have different bathrooms. Like, I remember back being in primary school, there was two bathrooms at the back of the classroom. One was for the girls, one was for the boys. No matter how bursting you were, even if the boys' bathroom wasn't being used and there was three girls waiting to go, it was, no, you wait till it's your turn. That's the boys' toilet. You don't go near it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way they should keep it, because primary school kids, not saying that they aren't in tune, but they don't, how can they say, oh, I don't feel like a boy, but I am a boy, but I don't feel like a boy, I feel more like a girl. Like, who under the age of 13, will say, is going to come out with that? Like, no child really, I would see, would come out and turn around and say, I'm a boy, yes, you see me as a boy, but I feel like I'm a girl.
Okay, wait, stay there a second, because I want to try and get Irene in and Lisa before the end of the half hour. Just stay there for a second. Let me go to Irene. Irene, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing?
Hi, Niall. How are you? I'll tell you who started this. It was four girls in third year. Right?
It was students in the school who
four,
then...
Yeah.
But the point is, students will ask for the most maddest things, and then it's up to the school board and the parents' council to decide whether it's a policy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The man who's on the board is on
Your line is absolutely, the phone line, Irene, unfortunately, is appalling. I'm going to have to get Alina maybe to give you a ring back in a second. Let me just go to Lisa.
Irene?
Lisa, you agree with this and you don't see anything wrong with it?
Well, I don't agree with it, no, because when we grew up in the 80s, it was girls' school, boys' school, and we had a lot of boys and stuff like that, and they had others, they had their own space. I just think it's just...
But I thought you thought it might be a good idea for gender expression.
Well, gender expression is fine, you know, but boys going into school with skirts on.
Yeah.
You know, it's too much. You see drag queens doing that in nightclubs with dresses on and stuff like that as a job.
What do you say to a parent who might be listening today and says, my young Johnny, who's six, identifies as a girl and he wants to wear a skirt?
Well, I mean, how old is he?
Hypothetically, six.
Ridiculous.
And he wants to wear a pinafore or a skirt. What would you say to him if he was your little son?
I would say no, because for boys, it's shorts in the summer with short socks and trousers in the winter with, you know, long socks. And that's where boys go to school. That's where they've gone to school since I was in school.
But the world, according to some people, the world is changing.
Yeah, of course it is. Everything is changing.
But is it? But I mean, things can change, and that's fine, and we can be enlightened, and we can be progressive, and all those kind of things. But the realistic, what you're saying, realistically, boys are still boys and girls are still girls. That can never change.
Well, I mean, if they change into a girl, then they can do what they want, you know. And then,
but not at primary school level.
Not at primary school, no. Not for the, you know, all the young children coming into the world and growing up in the world and stuff like that. What I wanted to say is, if they can go to a board in a school and this girl can just say, oh, we want to oppose this, and it gets opposed by the school, that means the world is going mad. You can do anything.
Well, we're letting 5 and 6 year olds decide what we should and shouldn't do in society. It seems like a bizarre notion that a school, you know, that's part of the education board, can actually let a child or children decide what we should and shouldn't do. Loads of texts, by the way, coming in relation to this. I've never seen so many texts actually in relation to it. Little Mary will have to have the school nurse hold her by the... Oh, yeah. Thanks for that, Richie. I couldn't read that one out. Little Johnny has... No, I'm not reading that one out either, Richie. Sorry, I can't read those instead, Richie. Another person says, hi, Niall. What age do you think they realise they're different or born with a different gender? 13? Kids are open and full of love. They will see no difference. It's as they get older that the adults' views are imposed on them. Clothes just keep us warm. And what does it matter what we wear? Well, you're making no sense whatsoever. Absolutely none. Because... The formative years of a child's life are under the age of 13. I have no issue with it at all. Probably, for example, if it was in a college or something like that, although I personally don't agree with it, but I don't have an issue with it. But in saying that, formative years of a child's life are primary school, and most of our views that are imposed on them will happen between the ages of probably 5 years of age and 13 or 14 years of age. That's where they probably get most of their views on life. After that, we just add to those views and extend on those views. And really and truly, do you believe a child has a difficulty with gender at the age of 6? The only reason a child might have a difficulty with gender at the age of 6 is because we're telling them they have a difficulty with gender at the age of 6. Before, when I was 6 or 7 years of age, if you had said to your dad, Dad, I want to be a girl, your dad would just say, yeah, shut up, you're a boy, and get on with it. And most people did. And it was a great documentary on Channel 4 there a while ago where a girl, who is very much a tomboy, said that if she lived in today's world, most likely by the age of 11, she would have been on puberty blockers because she insisted she was a boy up to the age of about 16 and then realised, actually, no, I'm not. I'm a girl and she's a fully fledged woman now and happily married with 3 kids. So she said the idea that we're encouraging children almost to do this is bizarre. Let me just go to Tina as well of a canvas very quickly before the break. Tina, you're on Classic Kids.
Hi, Niall.
Tina, do you agree with us?
I don't agree or disagree with it, if that even makes sense. I think most times, small boys, if they want to be, if they feel any different, they will feel different, whether we tell them they do or they don't. Otherwise, if you have, for want of a better word, a normal young boy, because I want you to look like a girl, they'll go, I know wearing a dress, I'm a boy. You know what I mean? I don't think we're going to make them think they want to be a girl or want to be a boy if it's a girl. Mm-hmm. I think the only ones that will either be two categories. One where it's going to be a bunch of lads that want to take the mick out of us and go, come back.
Yeah, sadly there'll always be bullies, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's one group. And they won't do it every day. They'll do it once for the crack. Otherwise, I think the other people that will do it will be people that genuinely have the tendencies to want to do that. On the other hand, too, you have a thing whereby you kind of go, well, you know, in life there are rules and regulations. Are we pandering too much to all of these things?
Well, I think we are if we're talking about young children. I can understand in colleges where people are adults and they have, you know, important decisions to make, why we might want to do things like that. I don't have to agree with it.
But I also think we have rules in life. I mean, if you take us, okay, I know we don't have Vanguard uniforms now, but if we did, if it was still a female guard wore a skirt and a shirt and jacket, and would anybody take a male guard wearing a Vanguard as uniform? Would they take them seriously?
No, they wouldn't. Of course not. It'd be like a drag artist
for a for a mortgage, and your bank manager's a man, and you're looking for a mortgage off, and they were in a flowery dress. Like, in life, there are rules and regulations and standards, and I think sometimes we're going far the other way to kind of say, set all the rules. We'll let's all do what we like and just have pandemonium.
Well, that's seemingly what some of the liberal views of society want, is pandemonium. I have to go to break. I've never seen so many bloody texts, actually. Loads of people. And I'll be honest with you, I would give priority to anybody who thinks this is a clever idea. We're talking about a primary school, St. Bridget's National School in Greystones, County Wicklow, who have now decided, and I'm even getting texts and emails in from people, parents of children there who don't agree with this, by the way. So I don't know how this all started or what child or children thought this was a good idea. Well, you can't blame the children, they're primary school children. They haven't a clue, God bless them. So you can't blame them. They brought it to the board. And what board or parents' council thought this was a clever idea? Not because it's something as simplistic as telling them to wear a uniform. And I agree that girls should be allowed to wear trousers in the cold days if they want. There shouldn't be an issue. But we're talking about social norms of boys and girls. And trying this idea of trying to dilute the genders in some way, to confuse children even more in life. We have a role to play in life as parents and adults in this country and in this world. And that role is to raise children properly. Are we really raising them properly when we're bloody confusing them? But I want to go to Robbie because he disagrees with me. Robbie, you're on Classic Hits.
How are you doing?
You disagree with me.
I do.
Okay, why do you disagree with me?
Because I think that if this conversation was about the girls just wanting to wear trousers, this conversation wouldn't happen today.
No, and I did say that at the start. I wouldn't have an issue with that.
Yeah.
Because okay. That's a societal norm, isn't it?
Well, what is a societal norm? Look, I went to
school. Well, if you don't, Robbie, if you don't know what a societal norm is, I don't.
Well, if you're asking the question, you're going to let me answer it.
Well, go on.
Let me say, I went to school with a lad in the 80s who wasn't in societal norm and he ended up hanging himself because he was gay, because it was against the law. It was illegal.
This has nothing to do with being gay. This has nothing to do with being gay.
Okay, right, fair enough. But you knew the fella better than I did. Anyway.
No, I'm just saying to you, Robbie, that's a sad story, but this has nothing to do with somebody being gay.
No. But what I'm saying is that societal norms is, who knows that this child could be gay and they're trying to find their way in life. I mean,
but you're tying two things together here, that the gay community and the LGBT community will have us, will be given out to us about that being gay and being trans are two completely different things.
Now what I'm saying is that this child could be trying to find their way in life and find out who they are.
Just because you're gay doesn't mean you want to wear a skirt. You know what I mean?
No, of course it doesn't. No. It doesn't. But I mean, maybe that child is comfortable doing that. Who knows? Like, I mean, we could let these people be who they want to be. You know, like, societal norms are something that is written down by people that are saying, well, I don't agree with this. So something that I don't agree with is not a societal norm, you know?
But boys wearing trousers, gender-neutral toilets which lack dignity and privacy for girls who want it, are we saying that we abandon the rules for the majority to appease the rules of a minority and a very small minority?
Maybe not, no, but the gender-neutral toilets, maybe I'm not 100% sure on that myself, but I think that the whole thing about is that what people want to wear and how they want to dress. I mean, so there's a whole thing going back 20 years ago that girls had to fight to be able to wear trousers going to school. I mean, like that was just crazy. And I mean,
and by the way, there is still some schools that don't allow girls to wear trousers, which is ridiculous. Yeah, particularly
the weather. So why can it not be equally ridiculous if a fella wants to wear a skirt?
You made a comparison at the start, and again, my condolences to the loss of your friend, right? About being gay, and certainly being gay back in the 80s and 90s wasn't seen as being normal, right? Okay, people like that were bullied, but being gay is not something that's represented physically. I mean, most gay men would be absolutely horrified and insulted by the fact that you would suggest that being gay means you have this instinct to want to wear a skirt. So, I mean, it's a completely different argument. I absolutely agree. But being gay is not visible in the school background. I mean, when you go into school, being gay is not visible. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not something that's visible.
Well, I know, because it's not visible, especially in the era when I went to school, because it couldn't be visible. You know what I mean? Because, for one, it was illegal, and for two, the bullying concept as well would have come up for that as well. But we're in a different time, and I mean, like, people should be allowed to be who they want to
absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely. But if somebody is gay in a school, it is not going to reflect on how they appear, how they behave, how they act. It has nothing to do with the school. You can be it's perfectly fine, fire away and be gay. It doesn't matter, right? And if the person, in primary school, it's less likely that they're going to come out. Most kids usually come out around the age of 12 or 13 years of age anyway. But it's less likely to have any kind of impact. Yeah. But the suggestion of marrying that idea with this idea is nonsense, Robbie, because it's not the same.
Nonsense. Look, I mean,
because they're not the same. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, like, I mean, look, if somebody wants to wear a skirt and it's a small boy in a school, what is the problem?
I envisage a lot of problems. I envisage, firstly, the problem is he's going to get bullied. That's society, unfortunately, right? He's going to get bullied.
The thing is that we also had that problem as well back in the 80s and the early 90s, that people got bullied for being gay, and now it's part of the social norm as well, that people are gay and we accept it.
But hang on. I wouldn't be encouraging a five-year-old boy to wear a skirt. I watched an amazingly interesting documentary about this, about a girl who was, for all the world, a tomboy. That was the word we used to use many years ago.
Yeah, we used to use a tomboy.
So this is a girl who insisted on having her hair cut short, insisted on wearing boys' clothes, insisted on, you know, getting involved in boys' sports, and she was considered to be a tomboy. Absolutely nothing wrong with being a tomboy. If that's the kind of person you want to be, that's, you're just being yourself, right?
Yeah, but she said, exactly.
If she lived in today's society, she would be considered somebody who might be heading towards transgender because she was young and, you know, she said to her her mom and dad, she told her mother and father, I want to be a boy. I want to be a boy. And absolutely they were saying, you're not a boy, you're a girl. You know, just get on with it. By the time she got to 16, she changed around. She then realised, actually I do want to wear a dress. I actually want to embrace my femininity. Now she's married and she's very happy. Which still, if I lived in today's society and the way things are going, they'd have me on puberty blockers by the time I was 11, taking me seriously. I wasn't old enough to make those decisions.
Look, that's a decision, like, you know, what people make as they get older. But,
absolutely, make that decision. By the way, I have no problem. If you want to change your gender at 18, do it.
You find your path in society of who you are and who you want to be.
But not at 5 years of age. You don't let a five-year-old make a decision to be a girl at 5 years of age. I'm sorry, you don't.
I don't know why you're picking on the age five. But
because it's important.
Look, I mean, you're saying 12 years of age in a secondary school.
That's it. Now you're in secondary school.
Primary school,
only up to the age of 10.
No, you're not, because
between 11 or 12, yeah. Okay.
And my 11-year-old daughter's in primary school as well.
Are they in sixth year or sixth class?
Sixth class, yeah, but the sixth class is still primary school.
Okay, between 10 and 12, all right, okay.
Yeah, so 12-year-olds are in primary school. At 12-year-old, you are already, especially with girls, are noticing that they're changing, their body is changing. You know, and who's to say that we can turn around and tell them, you can't have different feelings about different people because you're 12?
No, hold on. Hang on. You're now confusing the two again. I would never tell a 12-year-old they can't have different feelings about different people. But if they're saying to me, a 12-year-old says to me, well, it would be unusual for a 12-year-old to be in primary school, by the way. There would be less 12-year-olds. That would be an old age. They would have started at 5.5. It's nearly 6. But anyway,
12, yeah.
Yeah, well. The average age is probably somewhere between 10 and a half and 11 and a half, right? Where they finish. So if you're saying to an 11-year-old, or 11-year-old says to you, I want to be a girl and they're a boy, you know, I'm not saying I would disown them or anything like that. I would say you would support them in every way possible, but you would encourage them to be who they are, not who they want to be.
Well, I mean, who they are is probably who they want to be. Like, that's a contradiction in itself.
But they're only 11. They don't have the wherewithal to understand what they're suggesting.
But the thing is that you support and you sit down, you talk, and you be a parent about it, and you see where it brings the child. Like, who knows?
Well, are you going to march them off to a psychologist and
No, like if my child turned around at the age of 12 or 13 and says, Dad, I think I'm gay, then we'd sit down and talk about it and we'd see where it goes.
But
you know?
Can you please stop doing this? You keep talking about being gay. Being gay is nothing to do with what we're talking about today. And the gay community and people who are gay could be completely object to what you're saying. Being gay and being transgender are two different things. Gay people don't have an issue with their gender. They don't have a problem. I have no problem with somebody if they are attracted at the age of 10 years of age to other boys. That's perfectly fine. That's nothing to do with what we're talking about. I think we've all accepted that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. That's part of life, our sexual orientation.
Well, you have a problem with transgender.
No, I'm not saying I have a problem with transgender. I have no problem if somebody's 18 years of age and they want to be a woman. You fire away and do what you want. It's your own life. Do what you want. But I do have a problem with encouraging 6- and 7-year-olds who don't have the wherewithal to be making decisions or even know what they want out of life yet to tell them or to agree with them that, yeah, you're a girl if you want to be a girl.
But that 18-year-old was once a 6- and 7-year-old as well.
Which 18-year-old? The 18-year-old, the transgender. And that's fine. Yeah. Yes, that's fine. But you can't let children at the age of 10 or 11 make life-changing decisions to change their gender. You can't allow that because then we're heading into a very dangerous society.
Well, I don't think by law, I don't think you can anyway, can you?
Not in this country at the moment, but they're trying to change the law.
You know, so look, I mean, if it boils down to, like, if a child wants to wear a skirt, I don't have a problem with it.
Well, we'll stay there. Let me go to Irene. Irene, has Robbie got a point? Am I wrong? Oh, sorry, Irene. I need to switch you back on again. Go ahead, Irene.
Okay.
Am I wrong, Irene? Has Robbie got a point? Am I wrong?
You're 100% correct. That gentleman is talking about a different sex. It's an entirely different discussion. Transgender is totally different to someone having gay feelings. You cannot compare the two, which is what you're trying to do, that man is. They're totally wrong. What's happened here is that you three or four girls went to a principal in school in third year students, right, in primary school, and said, do you have a friend that they think they don't know what kind of gender they are? Right? But this is exactly what happened. So the principal took that on board, went to the board of management, had a discussion about it, and they said, okay, they can wear a skirt or they can wear trousers. They didn't identify whether it was a boy or a girl, right? Then they went to the parents' committee, and they were supposed to go, oh, brilliant, we allowed that to come in. Now, I heard that man speaking there this morning, who is the head of that board, and he said no parent had an issue with this. They're all delighted with this. So you're dealing with an 8 or 9 year old child. It's a child.
If he said parents didn't have an issue with it, he's wrong, because I have parents who have children at school who do have an issue with it.
When you made the statement there, Niall, fair play to you, that there's parents ringing in from that school, I am delighted to hear that, because we need to go to the gentleman who's on the board of management, who is the chairman of that board, who said all parents agree with this. That man is talking rubbish. This society is destroying the innocence of children. And I really am angry about it, Niall, because if people want to be what they want to be, that's fine when you're an adult. Now, he also made the suggestion that he's going to introduce this to junior infants.
Yep.
Come on, for God's sake.
I mean, Robbie, in relation to the other aspect of this, which is not only the uniforms, he now is going to make the toilets gender neutral. I mean, they're young children, Robbie.
Yes, and I've already told you what I thought about gender neutral toilets.
Yeah, but you see, you're contradicting yourself there, Robbie, because...
I didn't realise you were a psychiatrist, but anyway...
You're contradicting yourself because you're saying you already know your issue with gender toilets. Well, then why are you feeling different with gender toilets? Do you know what I'm saying? You're contradicting yourself. As a parent, your job is to guide your child on the right path of life. When they come to an age, as you said yourself, 12 or 13, and you have these feelings, you deal with them then. You don't say to a 3-4-year-old going to school, wait, now I'll put you in a skirt. You know,
thanks for the parental tips, but that's exactly what I said.
Pardon?
That's what I said.
What?
A child came to me at 12 or 13 years of age and said that I think I'm gay, then I would deal with that as a responsible parent. But you're the one that just brought it up there.
No,
I'm just answering what you said.
Gay. We're not talking about gay.
Yes, but I'm just answering the question that you brought up in relation to being a 12 or 14 year old.
A 5-year-old came to you and said, Dad, I want to wear a dress in school tomorrow. What would you say? As a parent, a responsible parent, what would you say?
I'd sit down and have a seat and, yep. I'll have to see what
Joel
wants to do, yeah?
Okay, by the way, can I just mention, I need to go into break, but before I go into the break, can I just mention as well that somebody texts in and says, I think you should mention that in the primary school, the toilets are in the classes. They are cubicles at the end of the classrooms, not as the same as the secondary school. So, invariably, what they're just going to do is remove the boy and the girl from the toilets. Now, I suppose if there was a primary school, or I'm not too sure about this primary school, but that's what I'm believing here. If there was a communal toilet or communal toilets in the hallways or the corridors, I would think that's what people might have an issue with. Okay, but if it's just two cubicles at the end of the class, I think people probably wouldn't have a huge issue with it. But maybe there are people that might have an issue with that, taking the signs off them that maybe boys and girls don't respect toilets in the same way. Yeah, but Robbie, I mean, there's a lot of people texting in and saying that you've got the wrong end of the stick. They're saying they don't necessarily inherently disagree with you with the rights of people to be who they want to be. But we're talking about children. And do you not believe that we as a society have a responsibility to mould children the way we believe society should be? And if a child is coming to you, and I gave a very simple analogy going back a long time ago, and I know it might sound a bit silly, but I said to my father I want to be the Hulk. Now, I'm not the Hulk. He's not going to spray me green. He's not going to inject steroids in me to give me muscles at the age of 7. But it's just a phase I went through. So maybe children do go through phases where they get a bit confused. Maybe some boys are effeminate. Maybe some girls are a little bit, masculine. And they go through those phases. And then all of a sudden, by the time, according to a professor in America, the majority of them regress back to what they should be. And if we're encouraging that by making it a social norm and saying, well, slash a dress on you if you like, or, you know, do what you want to do, what we're kind of doing is encouraging it.
See, my issue is your social norm and you're moulding children to be what we want them to be. You know? Do you see where I'm coming from there?
Yeah. You know, but like, that's what, but not, we are living in a liberal world.
Well, yeah, liberal world or not. I mean, you know, if somebody doesn't want to be, as you put it, the social norm and wants to stand out from the crowd and be who they want to be, then how can we mold them to be a social norm? I mean, like, it's what is social norm? You know, like, you turn around and say, like, it's...
But there's a reason for uniforms. There was always a reason for uniforms.
Well, I never wore a uniform in school.
Okay, and I agree with uniforms. Personally, I do. Some people don't. I agree with them, right? And the reason for uniforms is for exactly what the word means, uniform. That everybody is equal and everybody's the same. And that's the reason that uniforms were brought into schools. It was so that you had children from upper class, middle class, poverty-stricken areas, all looked the same and felt the same. And that was the reason we brought in uniforms into schools in the first place, right? That was the very reason for it, okay? And it was to teach, I suppose, children some form of discipline, that they had to wear this particular thing. Because what we're doing is we're moulding children into being upstanding members of communities. Hang on, because I want to bring Aisling in before, because I know she's a bit busy.
No, but if somebody is not the social norm, doesn't mean they can't be an upstanding member of the community.
Okay, well, let me... No, I'm not suggesting they can't. It's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying generally that's what we want people to be. Just because somebody is transgender doesn't mean they're not an upstanding member of the community. Aisling, you're on Classic Kids. Sorry, Aisling.
Hi, how are you, man?
Good, Aisling. What should I say?
I think uniforms are a brilliant idea in schools, and I think that if they want to make every child, if they want to bring in this gender-neutral uniform, I think it's ridiculous to have young boys wearing skirts. I think they should just bring in a uniform that's across the board. Everyone wears the same thing.
Trousers?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
But, like, I mean, I'm wearing trousers now.
Yep.
I'm a girl.
Yep, but you can wear a skirt if you want to.
I can wear a skirt if I want it.
But I don't wear skirts. I wear trousers. And the reason I don't wear skirts is because it's not socially normal for me to wear skirts.
No, it's not. But as you said earlier on, with, say, little Johnny comes to you and wants to wear a skirt or whatever, that's fine. He can do that in his own time. But when he's going to school, he has to abide by the school rules. So wear the uniform.
I mean, schools, Robbie, were always a place where you didn't express yourself until you got to secondary school. And later in secondary school, a lot of secondary schools now, particularly in fifth and sixth year, do allow them to express themselves if they want to be goths or they want to be short-haired or long-haired or wear earrings or whatever it happens to be. But up to that point, as children, we want them to be the same. We want them to feel the same. So I think Aisling's suggestion is even better. The school felt like that, well, they should have said, okay, school uniform from now on, everybody wears trousers. Would you agree with that, Robbie?
Yeah, well, I mean, if the school has a policy of everybody wears trousers, yeah, that's fine enough, but this school is not.
But encouraging little young fellas to wear skirts is not the answer.
Oh, look, I mean, the school rules are school rules. I'm sure the Department of Education probably has an overall policy in relation to the whole thing. Well, look, she's right. If the little child wants to wear a dress at home and all that, and
fine.
That's what you want to be.
Fine. Like, I know. I ran around in my mother's shoes when I was five. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's fine. Listen, guys, I'm at the running way out of time, and I do apologise to you, Robbie. I know I cut you a bit short there, and thank you very much as well to Aisling, which came up with a great suggestion at the end. That's what they probably should have done. It would have been the more logical and educated thing to do in that particular situation if people genuinely felt aggrieved in some way that boys and girls weren't the same in the school. Although I don't see anything wrong with tradition. Sometimes, you know something, folks, sometimes tradition is not such a bad thing.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.